Well, good morning. 7:34 a.m. on Friday, October the 4th, 2024. Here on a blue sky morning. It's east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And, I'm using a new microphone. I think it's working. Looks like it's working. It's ready to do bump. Yeah, I did. All right. Well, the phone is on airplane mode. Bluetooth is off. The connection is happening from the microphone to the little adapter that's in the base of the phone. It's as good as I can make it, I think. It's really quiet. There's very little background noise. I picked that car up pretty well. All right, well, let's see how it goes. I have to remember not to yell. Anyway, cold morning. I didn't expect the microphone before Saturday, but I misread the date. Came last night, yesterday afternoon. I did some testing with it last night. It seems to work pretty well. It still sounds pretty noisy. But that may be because I didn't have it in airplane mode. I had Bluetooth running. All of that. So we'll see if this works any better. It's a chilly morning. 40, 42. There's, all is definitely in the air. It has that smell, that scent. A lot more red leaves this morning. Yeah, yesterday, speaking of. Yesterday, it was like, nope. Too much nope. Gallons of nope. And I just stayed in. Wrote some, read some. Had a good night's sleep the night before, so I wasn't necessarily ready to pack it all in. School bus and everything. People on the sidewalk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are
back so I can hold my head up a little better. There, it's a little easier. I love the hoodie because it covers my ears, covers my neck, keeps things from getting tucked too far. Chill winds down the back of my neck and all that. But the downside is that the front edge of the hoodie pulls down on the bill of my cap when I have it all the way up. So I walk hunched over too much. Oh, there, that's better. Good tunes this morning at Steppenwolf. House of the Rising Sun. It's been a good morning for tunes. It's just not. No, it's still running. There's a little green light on it that's like right in my eyeball. I could just barely see it. I thought it had gone out. Apparently it didn't. Alright, well, I'm gonna keep this out of my pocket just to see. Alright, there it is. I have to. There's a little green light that says if whether or not it's connected to the phone. And there's a red light on the phone. But they're both micro LEDs. They're really hard to spot unless you're looking right at them, which is probably fine. The difference in car noise between the car that's in the nearest lane as opposed to the far lane shows up in the waveform. Here comes a car in the other lane. Barely here, barely showed up. On the other hand, I'm spiking the meter here. Okay, well, we'll see what it sounds like once I get it back and get it through, get it run through the click removal and the normalize. I've got to put my hands back in my pocket. It's cold enough that my fingers are. My poor little fingers are cold. Still reading Wandering Ann. I'm in book two. And the longer I read this, the more impressed I am. It's not just a single story, although the threads are very closely linked, and they cross over all the time. I have to say, it's very well done. The mixture of verb tenses is working. Occasionally there are these, well, for lack of a better term, I call them omniscient, but I'm not sure they are. But these short passages, a sentence or two in present tense, and perhaps omniscient. Some clever gimmicks, some interesting takes on magic and the magical races, and it's just an intriguing story. I find myself wanting to hang up the game and go back and everything else and go sit in the living room and read. Which is good. Because the more I read, the more I want to write. Which is good. I gotta go home and put some words down when I get back from this. Heads up, next Tuesday I will not be walking. Next Tuesday, I have to put I have to drive to the Kia dealer, finally get the recall resolved. It's an interesting place to park. And I need to be there at 7 o'clock. So, yeah, it's going to be one of those roll out, fill up a travel mug. Roll out of bed, fill up a travel mug. Roll out the driveway, head over to Windsor. And I'm going to keep it for 2 or 3 hours. So, next Tuesday, I'm going to do a lot of reading. Of course, the other side of that is I might put the file cat on a laptop, take that with me. That might work. Let's see. I don't know. Depends on how things are going. Depends on how I feel. I feel like I'm getting a handle on X4, which only means it's about to tell me how little I know. I have so many books I want to read. I picked up 4 or 5. Every once in a while they have double points day. I try to buy up the books that are out. I'm sorry, I'm not going to buy a pre-order. I'm not going to do that to you. I'll wait and buy it the second week so you have a sale. Then the writing community, self-publishing community in particular, has this fixation on the release and release date. It's like, oh, we'll pre-order so all the people who want the book will get it right away. Come up on it, get ready, stay with me. One post. Ow. Ouch. Slap that one a little hard at just the wrong angle. Anyway, the emphasis on release dates, on launches, is like, oh, jeez. It's a lady who's holding her book until December. She wants a December launch so that people who get Kindles will be able to buy her book then. Not necessarily realizing that being the first book and nobody getting a Kindle is going to see it. They're probably not reading self-published works because they don't know self-published works really exist. It's all right. We have to walk the path we're on. It's just the nature of the beast. These hips may not lie, but they ain't too happy, I'll tell you, for some reason. Oh, yeah. Probably pushed too hard first thing this morning. What a gorgeous morning. Holy cow. Is it laundry? I think somebody's doing laundry. Sort of floral, a little bit sweet. Yeah, it might be a dryer sheet. I had to turn Bluetooth off, so my hearing aids are working without a net right now. Usually they work with the application on my phone, So they switch modes from very, depending on what sort of sound they're picking up, including whether or not they're getting streaming audio from some device or other. But I turned off that. It's, I hope it's still off. I'll know when I get back. But wants to control Bluetooth, and it's like, no, I don't want you to control Bluetooth just for 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Give it a rest. So I'm just on native hearing aids at the moment. The world sounds so funny at the end of the day, or sometimes late in the afternoon when I've been using them hard. Have to put them in the charger, and everything sounds like underwater. That's the best analogy I have for it. It sounds slightly muffled, slightly deeper. There's virtually no treble. There's no hissing sounds. I don't hear beeps. I barely hear them with the hearing aids. It's interesting. The augmented hearing is, think the right one is plugged up a little. I'll have to go home and clean it. Grocery run later this morning. Get a prescription, has to be picked up. I'm out of coffee filters. I've got a wire basket, but I really don't like the wire basket. I mean, it'll do in a pinch. Don't get me wrong. I will use it in a pinch. I picked up some more. One of the milkweed plants that I've been watching, it's right beside the sidewalk. In fact, one of the strands, one of the fronds, one of the stems of milkweed has fallen down and is laying pretty much on the sidewalk. And I've been watching the little pods for them to see when they pop open. And I noticed this morning that the ones laying on the sidewalk have popped. They have these huge, wonderful dark seeds. So I grabbed a handful, wrapped them in a handkerchief. I harvested some the other day, got them. I put them in the yard. I need to put these in the side yard so they have a little variety of soil conditions and light and stuff to see if I can get some to grow. I was pretty excited to find these big fat brown seeds. I should also lay down the rye, the other grasses from the seeds I collected last year, because they need the cold to germinate. This guy's going to give me the sidewalk. Okay, fine. Morning. I thresh them out now and put them down. They might come back in the spring. I haven't collected any this year. Oh yeah, I probably didn't need the parka, although I was glad I had it. When I started out, it felt really cold. I've been walking into the sun here for the last 6 or 7 minutes. It's warmed me nicely. Warmed me nicely. Still a lot of seed heads on the wild grasses here. The willow trees are looking a little less green. I don't know if it's a function of the light, which is shining on them directly, or they really are beginning to lose a little of their chlorophyll. They're in the dampest part of the park, so let's see. Crab apples still look good. Grass is greening up. One last gasp before winter, I guess. School bus just left. I can hear the train whistle, so that means it's a really calm morning. Here I am, at the back gate. Another school bus. Different. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.